Let me first say what a great joy it is for Kimberly and me to be here with you all, our first Easter in Maplewood, and what a glorious and joyful Easter it is. I realized this past week as I prepared for today's message that there are not many sermons that I remember hearing in my life from Easter Sunday. If I think back over my years growing up, my years in seminary, and even my years as a pastor, I can't really recall much of what was preached on any given Easter Sunday. Not particularly encouraging for me, I have to say. I think it's the business of family gatherings and Easter egg hunts, sunrise services, and trappings of the day like music and baskets and candy and bunnies that must have crowded out the many stories and reflections that I've sat through or even delivered myself over the years. But there is one Easter Sunday. One Easter Sunday, however, that changed my experience and understanding of Easter forever. I was a senior in high school, and I had showed up for Sunday school at the regular place and time. My teacher, Ms. Yunkins, met me and the other few kids who showed up in the Sunday school room. To our surprise, she asked us if we were willing to go along on a mystery field trip. A little confused, half asleep, but happy to potentially get out of church for at least an hour, we exuberantly said, "Of course." So we shuffled into Ms. Yunkin's van, which first stopped by a local donut shop, and eventually it winded up a steep hill to a place that I wasn't very familiar with. It was just a moment after we reached the top of the hill when our van turned into a gated drive, leading us straight into a cemetery. What kind of sick joke was this? I thought to myself. But shortly after we entered the cemetery, she pulled off to the side, and we got out into the cool, damp Easter air. Our assignment was given to us as we ate donuts that were set on the top of a larger headstone there in the cemetery. She told us, "Walk around the cemetery and read what you see on the different stones. Take note of the family names, of the years, of the stories that you see. Become aware of all that is around you and come back and we'll talk about it." It was a strange but noble task that she had given us. I know now from my perspective that she wanted to demystify death for us. She wanted to give us a context for understanding the true meaning and impact of the Easter story that we would hear later in worship. But after I walked around for a few minutes in the cemetery with half a Boston cream donut in my hand, I realized that we were in the very same cemetery in which my best friend, who had been killed 4 years before, was buried. I had never been to his grave. I didn't know where it was, but I quickly found a groundskeeper who knew the name, and he remembered the story. He pointed me in the right direction, and before I knew it, I was standing at the grave of my friend Joe on Easter morning. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how I was supposed to feel. I didn't understand why my teacher had brought us to this place, and I sure didn't know what she wanted to accomplish. But I did know that standing beside the grave of someone that I knew and loved had changed the meaning of Easter for me forever. I can only imagine the great distress of Mary Magdalene that first Easter morning when she showed up at Jesus' tomb to find that it was open and that it was empty. You see, Mary, like others, had journeyed with Jesus. Just a week before, she had anointed him with oil before his arrest. And now on this day, the first day of the week, she had come to his grave bringing spices to take care of his body. She came only to find that her beloved teacher, Rabboni, was gone. The empty tomb was for Mary more trauma to an already deep and open wound and prompted suspicion. Somebody must have taken or stolen the body. She wept outside the empty tomb. At that moment, Mary turned and saw a man behind her whom she thought was the groundskeeper, and she asked, "Where had Jesus been taken?" "Mary," he said. She knew it was Jesus when he spoke to her, but he told her not to linger there with him, but to go and tell my brothers and sisters. And Mary went, and she told the disciples. Like Mary, on this first day of the week, we may find ourselves sitting at a place which is empty, a place where we can no longer care for the things that we have lost in our lives. Our grief is real. But in those very places where things don't quite make sense, Jesus encounters us. We do not always recognize God's hand or Jesus' face, but anywhere we have experienced transformation, we are greeted by the risen Christ. This day tells us one thing. Death is not the end. Death is not the last word. Jesus' resurrection makes way for new life, for new hope, and for new possibilities all around us. Look around. All around us. And like Mary, our task is to go and to tell others of this transformation of resurrection. To follow Jesus Christ means much more than liking Jesus. It means more than respecting his teachings and knowing the songs and praying the prayers. To follow Jesus, we must become Easter people. To be Easter people means that we live out a faith that truly hopes, that loves, and forgives. It means that we live beyond the curse of this world. The curse means that for all things, death is imminent. We know that reality. But the promise of Easter faith is that all things will be transformed. The world does not see this transformation. The world does not understand that transformation. Scientific method cannot monitor, cannot evaluate, or even comprehend that transformation. But it doesn't make it any less real. I can't prove, explain, or resolve the mystery of resurrection to you this day. It is a matter of faith. What I can say, that for me, faith has opened my eyes to see transformation in places that the world has counted out. I have seen new life time and time again beyond death, new hope beyond things that have been deemed hopeless or doomed or finished. My faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ helps me to move forward even in the most grim of circumstances, knowing that ultimately love wins. The mystery of Easter is simply knowing that love wins. Jesus took away the sting. Death doesn't win. In resurrection, our concept of love changes. It is not a superficial love that depends on actions, appearances, or circumstances. It is a love that is transformational and that is at work in our lives when we see it and when we don't, at the foundational level. Mary said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." As Easter people, we declare that we have encountered the risen Christ, which is a God action that breaks the rules of life and death. Our faith points to things unseen, but to us still known. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery, for the mystery of your resurrection that offers us hope in hopelessness, that offers us light in darkness and life beyond death. God, empower us and help us to become your Easter people in this world, proclaiming transformation beyond the despair that we may see around us. We give you thanks for hope and for joy, and may we embody it in this day, we pray. Amen.